Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
I can't believe that we've got to give this disclaimer, but we'll do it. So, your camera system in your home that's recording everything that's happening, you know, all the people running by, the puppy that runs up to, or the cat that runs up to your stairs, or the delivery guy that's leaving boxes, it's recording everything, but it's also recording you.
Yes.
And that's what a woman did not realize. She just got caught on her security camera committing like a really, really bad crime. She had a feud with the next door neighbors for years. And she said, basically, quote, drug addicts living there, running in and out. She was tired of what was happening in that house in her neighborhood next door to her. So she decided to solve the problem, took it upon herself, street rules. She burned down the house. Yeah.
Because when you get frustrated with your neighbor, that's what you do.
You burn their house down, of course. Haven't you ever? Okay. So she did it old school, too, man. She took a stick, put like a rag around it, decided to make a little torch, put some gas on it, and threw it.
And how do we know that she did all that?
Well, the security cameras were running, and what they did was, in their investigation, they decided to go to her home and check out her camera, and they realized that, yeah, you set that fire.
Because it's on your footage from your camera.
Your camera from your house.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. So just a fair warning. It's all being recorded, and it's good that you have those. I definitely endorse those things.
Yeah.
Like the great camera footage, but you're on the footage too.
Yeah, not only the cameras, but when you have the ring too, the ring of
the doorbell thing, yeah.
That also records, and it records longer than you think.
Wow.
Well, there you go. Okay, neighbors.
For the person who's going, wow, I forgot, you're welcome. According to your dreams and the reality of your actual wedding, how close were you to the actual event? Was it like you imagined?
Well, I had three of them.
Okay, pick a wedding, anyway.
Well, pick a wedding. The first one, it was, that was a pain in the neck. That was the biggest one. And it was not what I imagined, but I don't think as a little girl I ever dreamed about that special day. And the second one was very tiny, and the third one, which was the best one, it was at City Hall, and I imagined that to be what it was. And I keep it simple, but I never, as a little girl, go, I'm going to wear that, and I'm going to make sure that's going to happen. And you know what, Caitlin, you're going to be my bridesmaid, and that's I never thought that way. How about you?
Yeah, I never thought about it either.
No?
I only thought about it when I had to, and even when I was engaged. Our plans for our wedding changed a bunch of times before we settled on the final deal.
So you were like locked and loaded. This is what's got to happen.
No, I really had no idea. Yeah. I honestly never even imagined myself necessarily being married.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't one of those things where I was like, and then when I grow up, I'm going to get married at this age. I'm going to have kids. Like I actually really had no I never thought about
because
it.
Because the conventional wisdom is that like only women are dreaming about their dream weddings. But according to what I'm reading, both men and women are always dreaming about their weddings. They say 70% of people have already thought about their weddings before they've even met the person they're going to be engaged to.
Okay, wait. Just stop right there. Have you ever thought about that? As a little boy? As a young man?
I don't know. I had some weird stuff growing up. Like I just my wedding will be a logistical nightmare. So for that... For I would say the dream of my wedding is actually a nightmare. It's like just pulling people from all over the world into one place. I feel like more than half of them are going to be like, nah, this is too hard. I'm not coming.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Here's my thing to you.
Yes.
Is that this is when it's happening.
Yes.
This is where it's happening. We hope you can make it. If you can't, you'll be missed. And that's it.
And that's it.
And that's it. So don't have expectations of, it's like a destination wedding,
right.
You know? We always talk about those. Those are great and they're great on paper, but a lot of people can't afford them. And so if I'm there as a guest, that's your gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Your presence is the gift. We had a destination wedding and that's what we said. Please don't give us a gift.
Yes.
The gift is joining us. And also, you know, when you pick a destination, you have ruled out a large number of people and you cannot take it personally if they can't come.
That's right.
It's up to them.
That's
70%
right.
of people said they knew exactly what their wedding would look like. That's crazy.
That's wild.
Like, people are already like saying, it's like this. Like, I have no idea.
Well, I got to tell you, when you go to other people's weddings, you're going, well, I'm not doing that and I'm not doing that.
So let me ask
you. And I'm not going to do that.
So let me ask you a question. Well,
okay.
I don't want to. It's going to be some weird because you got married three times.
Yeah.
But If you could redo anything about a wedding, what would it be? Like, what, like,
pick the right guy? Because the last one was the winner. Besides, oh, you mean that?
Besides the obvious. No, but really, sometimes, you know, for all intents and purposes,
okay,
a wedding is kind of supposed to be a one-shot deal.
Okay.
And sometimes you don't get to redo it.
That's right.
So if you could redo your wedding, what about it would you, that's for you listening too. Yeah. You could text us at 104536. What would you redo about your wedding?
Keep it small. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Keep on your budget.
Yeah.
Have a great honeymoon, which does not have to happen right after the wedding. Pick it when you feel it's the right time to take the honeymoon.
So take your time with the honeymoon because it gets rushed?
Yeah, yeah. And I think wedding photographers are great if they're cool and they take pictures while it happens. But you've got enough people taking pictures of you on your phone. That's good enough.
I echo the
honestly.
Honeymoon. The honeymoon one was mine. We left the day after our wedding. Truthfully, I was hungover.
I'm going to enjoy the honeymoon.
Yeah. We're like driving to the airport. We're leaving. We land in a new place and we're just gassed. Yeah, and I wish we had just taken a day to sit by the pool and soak up all those memories.
Yeah, this is the time to set up new traditions. I know that, you know, your aunt wants to come to the wedding whenever you, but you know what? Things have changed. So just keep it really simple.
Keep it simple.
It's about you two. That's what it's about.
And that's the part that I battle with, because it gets to a point where you feel like you're planning a party for everyone else but yourself.
No, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, if they want to have a party for you to bring everybody together before you get married or after, I've had a lot of friends have gotten married at City Hall, very small, eventually went on their honeymoon, and then some good friends said, listen, you know what? We just want to get a whole bunch of people together to celebrate your wedding. No gifts, just a great dinner, lots of food, and hey, how are you? Here's my new husband or here's my new wife, and that's good too. There's a different way of doing it.
I hear you. I literally hear everyone complaining. In my head when I plan a wedding in my mind.
Yes.
We're going to Jamaica for the wedding. Oh, that's great. It's too hot. Okay, we're going to New York. What, New York? Let's go to, like, you can't make everyone happy.
You just make the decision and say, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yep. It's really, I hope you can make it. If you can't, we'll miss you.
E-Talk Entertainment update with Chloe, who last time I saw you, we were like, we were over the moon having a super duper we were partying for the raps.
I mean, it was that I will never forget that day. I've never seen that many people in one place there to celebrate such a momentous moment. And I feel like Toronto just became alive that day.
I've never seen that gold jacket you were wearing. Where'd you get that?
That's an H&M jacket. It was way too hot. Ah, we ended up using it as a bounce. If you work in the media world.
Yeah, you make sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were shooting during high noon, which is not very flattering.
Right.
So I ended up taking off my jacket, and my producer used it to reflect the sun off of it to provide better lighting.
Yes.
Wow. So that jacket.
The look.
Yes, it makes us look a little bit more flattering. You know what I mean?
Subconsciously, you did the right thing. What is this with Whoopi Goldberg and Bella?
Oh, so. Okay. Such an interesting story.
Sure.
So a little bit of a backstory. Bella Thorne was under a social media hack threat. Someone was threatening to leak her photos, especially her nude photos. So she decided to basically be one step ahead of this hacker, posted some nude photos herself. Whoopi Goldberg and the gals on The View were chatting about it. And Whoopi basically said, look, if you're famous, I don't care how old you are, you don't take nude photos of yourself. It goes in the cloud. It puts you at risk.
Yeah.
Bella, not very happy with that response. She says, no, this is my body. I should be able to do what I want with it, take pictures, send them to that special someone if I want to. Lots of her friends have come out and supported her, Zendaya, Tyler Posey, Lucy Hale. But there's definitely a bigger conversation to be had about this, because you do put yourself at risk if you take those photos. We live in a world where everything goes on the cloud. But at the same time, it's your body. You should be able to do and take photos as you want of it. But...
Well, we talked about it earlier off mic, and the fact is that, you know, Bella is 21 years old, and Whoopi is, you know, pushing in her late 60s, and there's just a different kind of generational view on that. And that is, there's a false sense of privacy when you take pictures, that's for sure. And then, Jamar, you made a really good point, because these, like Bella, would have been brought up having her picture taken all the time by her parents.
Right, so she thinks this is the norm,
this is the
how
norm.
It works.
Oh, yeah.
There's another point to be made, and I think a lot of people don't understand how the digital footprint or the digital world works. I think people really think that when you send a photo or something or text to somebody, it goes from phone to phone. That's not how it works. Mm-mm. There is a middleman, which is the company, the phone company, or whoever's transmitting the message. And in that transmission, there's a chance that somebody could intercept it and then use it for their own good. So it's like, that's not how it works. So you can say you have that right to send it, which you may do.
Right.
But if you knew how it works, you probably wouldn't send those pictures.
There is nothing private anymore. it can always be used against you. And what the system is selling us is a false sense of privacy. It does not exist.
That's exactly it.
Today's PSA,
yeah,
brought to you by the team here at Chum. No, yeah. It's very important. We have to remember all of this. We do. Okay, so Chrissy Teigen, you know, mom to cute little munchkins, including Luna, who's 3. And Chrissy brought Luna to the dentist for the very first time. It's this cute little video. You see Luna brushing the teeth of a stuffed dinosaur. And the mom shaming was immediate. People asking, why are you only bringing her now? She's 3 years old. And poor Chrissy, she basically clapped back and said, was waiting for this. You guys never fail me.
Yeah,
poor Chrissy,
right.
Doesn't matter what she does. Someone always has something negative to say.
So I looked it up and I said, when are you supposed to take your... Because I can't remember when I took Adam to the dentist for the first time. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I'd ask him, but he wouldn't remember either. So he didn't even remember to brush his teeth. So why would I ask him?
Well,
but
I'm
anyway.
Taking notes. When do you do this?
Well, I think...
so no one drags me when I eventually do.
They do say when they start, you know, when they start, the teeth are starting to form. And that usually happens around 6-7 months. But a year old is a good time to do it. That's what they say.
Yeah.
I looked it up because honestly, Chloe, I couldn't remember.
Oh, I know. So, well, anyways, I'm going to remember
Chrissy.
That.
All right.
I know.
Hey, E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock with Chloe and the gang on CTV. Thanks for coming in today.
The official Chum Friday song. Friday! Yay! 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 Song.
Uh-huh. Shout out to the entire LGBTQ community. It is Pride Month, and this Sunday caps it off, the Pride Parade. An explosion of color and love. And you know what? It'll be my first Pride, actually.
You know what? You're going to have such a great time. I've done Pride so many times here in the city. I'm here like almost 35 years. And every year it gets better and better. There's so much to be done. Like, I'm going to go and just hang out with Peter Papapetro on Saturday.
Okay.
Because the food is great and the vibe is so great. But the big parade happens on Sunday. Get ready for water guns, nudity, and lots of fun. Right, Caitlin? A little nudity.
You're going,
little
nudity.
I don't even think I'm mentally ready for this.
No, it's going to be so much fun. And people talk to you. They're so...
Let's get it. Good. Let's do it. We're going to get into the mood right now. This is something we've started a couple weeks ago. It's called Friday.
Yeah.
It's the day where each one of us choose a song that we think really gets us started for the weekend, and we also put it to a theme.
Yeah.
This week's theme is Pride.
I picked this song because she is going to be actually on one of the floats during the Pride Parade. Our very own Carly Rae Jepsen.
Hey, I just met you.
Okay.
And this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
Which is heard a lot during Pride. Call me maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love Carly Rae, and I love her new album also. Good pick.
All right, thank you so much. Would you pick
Jamar? So I picked this song because I know it's definitely like a gay club anthem.
Uh-huh.
And I also know that this song, the melody is infectious. And it was one of my favorite songs from grade school. I mean, who could not just get into a good mood when the minute you hear this song?
Oh, oh yeah. Ooh, that's a good one.
Delight. The girl is in the heart.
Yeah, I got it. I got you. I got the feels on that one.
Of course.
Yeah. Now, that's a good one. I'm very curious to see what Caitlin chose for Pride.
Mine is not a throwback. It is brand spanking new from Taylor Swift. It is You Need to Calm Down.
Oh!
I mean,
that's awesome.
From the lyrics to the video, which includes just about every LGBTQ icon now that I can think of.
Yeah.
It is bursting with color and pride, so that's my pick.
The soft-spoken Taylor Swift with the most outspoken song of her career.
Truly.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So three great choices. I hope that you vote for mine because I think it's a good Friday song, but you let us know.
All right. You let us know by going to chum1045.com and voting, and then tomorrow morning at this time, we will be playing the song that you voted on, the Friday song of the day. You got Marilyn's, which was
Call Me Baby.
Call Me Maybe. Mine, which was Groove Is in the Heart, and me You Need to Calm Down, Taylor Swift for Caitlin.
Hey,
Chum 104.5.
That's a variety pack, isn't it?
That is a you can't lose.
Nope.
But I don't want to lose.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Another day, another trending moment where Montreal Canadiens goalie Carey Price makes us all cry. So let's recap the first time he made us cry. You may remember back in February, an 11-year-old kid from Brantford, Ontario, named Anderson Whitehead, a huge Montreal Canadiens fan, had this great viral moment with Carey, who's his favorite player. So Anderson's mom had recently passed away, and she had always wanted her son to meet his favorite player.
Oh, wow.
So the family finds a way to have Anderson meet Carey after a morning skate before a game here in Toronto. The meeting is filmed. They hug it out. Carrie gives him signed sticks and pucks. And it's just this really incredible moment. So last night at the NHL Awards in Las Vegas, and because that moment became this big viral sensation, the NHL invites Anderson to the awards and on stage during this tribute to fans. And Carrie, enter Carrie again, get your Kleenexes out. He records a video message for his number one fan before something very special happened. And he revealed himself again in person.
In person.
On stage to see his friend.
I got you.
Hey, Anderson. Hope you're enjoying Vegas. I just wanted to say that your mother was a special person. And sharing that moment with you is something that I'll always remember for the rest of my life. It was very special to me. But hold up. Okay, so I have two things for you. One is this jersey, and the second is a question. Do you want to go to the All-Star game next year?
Yes.
Well, hopefully I'll see you there next year, okay, buddy? Sound good?
And the little boy was crying. I got all choked up when I saw that. Like, it's I know, you don't start.
I know.
Don't start.
Marilyn and I can't look at each other right now. If you're on like the streetcar, just wait till you have a Kleenex in hand or maybe when you're alone and
it's
watch it.
It's so endearing.
I should just make you guys cry on purpose.
Yeah.
That little boy.
Yeah. I know.
Who dreamed of that his whole life. And finally got the wish he needed. No, maybe not. Marilyn, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's what I think makes a sports, an athlete such a superstar.
Absolutely.
That reaching out and connecting with, you know, somebody who admires him, especially a little kid.
It was like when the St. Louis Blues recently won the Stanley Cup and they had their super fan who's usually not well enough to leave hospital or home, and she came out and got to kiss the Stanley Cup, and I'm going to cry all over again.
It's all about staying connected to that little thing that made every sports athlete get into the sport
in the
begin
first
with.
Place. Yep. Yes, that's absolutely right.
So let's go from tears to laughter, okay. trending funny moments. You know how there are those celebrity couples that everyone's like, they're so cool, I wish I was friends with them. Mm-hmm. Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell come to mind. And also Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. And it's because they're so real. Like, they feel like a real normal couple.
They don't pay attention to Hollywood, do they, really?
They don't.
They just do their thing.
Yeah. So what would you do if you were one of these, like, real cool celebrity couples and you're just reading the most insanely outrageous headlines about your marriage falling apart?
Okay.
If you're Mila and Ashton, you decide you're going to film yourselves talking about these reports of a breakup that are happening in InTouch.
Babe, what's happening? What's going on?
It's over between us.
It's over between us?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are we going to do?
I felt suffocated.
You felt suffocated by me? Oh, I was just so overbearing, wasn't I?
Also,
what else is going on?
I took the kids.
Oh, you took the kids? I don't get the kids anymore?
Well, but you had a very dark secret exposed.
Oh my gosh, what was the dark secret?
I don't know. I only have this photo.
Must have been really dark.
Don't believe anything you read in InTouch magazine, okay? Anything.
Well, Jamar, you made a great point earlier, though.
Yeah, I just don't know how these people... I mean, once a video like that comes out, all those writers should be fired.
But they are never.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they got it wrong, and these stars proved that they were wrong.
But they never get it right, and nothing ever happens. There's, like, no consequences in the world of celebrity gossip.
You know, I laugh at, I think they go, we don't have anything going on right now. Who have we not heard from in a while? Let's go after those two. Let's make something up.
And you know, there are entire research groups dedicated to figuring out which celebrities generate the most clicks.
Uh-huh.
That's why Jennifer Aniston, always having a baby, it's because she generates so many clicks. So anyways, they're not breaking up. They are very happy and they are hilarious and normal together.
Those rooms are not even a think tank. They're an imaginarium.
Yep. That's exactly.
Like, that's what they are. Yep. It's all fake stuff. All right. Thank you, Caitlin.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.